For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. Chinese President Xi Jinping has put forward a five-point proposal on further deepening win-win cooperation between China and Africa. He raised the proposal during an address at the closing ceremony of the high-level dialogue between Chinese African leaders and business communities in the fifth conference of Chinese and African entrepreneurs in Johannesburg. During the dialogue, President Xi expressed China's sincere hopes to share its industrialization experiences with African countries and help the continent with a variety of means of support. President Xi suggested that China and African countries stick to equally based win-win cooperation. He also added that bilateral cooperation should prioritize infrastructure construction so as to bring tangible benefits to all people. Chinese President Xi Jinping has said in Johannesburg that China is eyeing industrial cooperation with Nigeria. Meeting with his Nigerian counterpart Muhammadu Buhari, Xi Jinping says China stands ready to help Nigeria establish and enhance an independent industrial system. He says China is willing to deepen cooperation with Nigeria in infrastructure construction, natural resources development, manufacturing, and agricultural modernization. For his part, Buhari says Nigeria is grateful for the agriculture and infrastructure projects built in his country with China's help. He says his country wishes to enhance cooperation with China in the areas of economy and security, among others. Xi Jinping and Buhari are both attending a summit of the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation. A Chinese fugitive who had been at large for 13 years in the United States voluntarily returned to China on Saturday to give herself in to Chinese authorities. Huang Yurong, the suspect, ranks the fourth on a list of 100 most wanted Chinese fugitives abroad. The list was released by China in April of this year. She is the first among the 100 corruption officials who voluntarily returned to China from the U.S. Born in 1951, Huang was a senior official of the Highway Management Section of central China's Hunan province. Suspected of corruption and bribery, Huang fled to the U.S. in 2002. Huge divisions are said to be stark among different countries when it comes to a new global climate agreement as negotiators prepare to wrap up their work in finalizing a draft agreement in France. After a week-long discussion at a United Nations climate conference in Paris, officials from nearly 200 countries have composed two texts of the agreement as of Friday. Next week, ministers will take over the talks and make decisions on issues that are not resolved. The United States and the European Union are reluctant to put down any money figures they are willing to provide as financial support for developing countries after 2020. The developing world, including China, want firm commitments. The FBI has confirmed it's investigating Wednesday's mass killing in California as an act of terrorism. This comes amid reports the woman involved in the mass shooting is said to have pledged allegiance to the Islamic State. The young couple opened fire on a party of the husband's co-workers in the L.A. suburb of San Bernardino on Wednesday, leaving 14 dead and numerous others injured. Officials say neither of the shooters, both of whom were later killed by police in a shootout, were thought to be radicalized Muslims before the attack. Media reports are suggesting Afghan Taliban chief Mullah Akhtar Mansour has been killed and replaced by an interim leader. A Pakistani TV station is reporting Mansour has died following a shootout among top Afghan Taliban commanders earlier this week. The Afghan Taliban has rejected the claims as baseless. Bad weather has forced NASA to delay the launch of a cargo ship to the International Space Station for the second time. NASA says the liftoff of the Cygnus spacecraft from Florida had to be postponed on Friday because of wind gusts. Cygnus was originally scheduled to blast off on Thursday afternoon, but was scrubbed because of cloudy conditions. Orbital ATK is one of the two commercial companies that resupply the International Space Station. The other company, SpaceX, is still coping with a launch explosion in June. Hazardous smog is expected to engulf Beijing and its neighboring areas again starting from today. The country's Environmental Protection Ministry is predicting the new round of smog will last until Wednesday, with PM2.5 still the dominant pollutant. The capital region suffered from the worst air pollution of the year last week. The smog prompted Beijing to upgrade its alert level to the second highest for the first time this year and triggered the suspension of most industrial production. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.